Welcome to Ag in Uncertain Times, a series of webinar presentations intended to assist agricultural professionals, extension educators, and practitioners prepare for the challenges developing in agriculture today. This week, we're offering our last two webinars on families facing uncertainty. I'm John Hewlett, a ranch and farm management specialist here at the University of Wyoming. I will serve as your host for the webinars this week, but I do so only through the help and assistance of many others working behind the scenes to make these presentations possible. Our team members come from a number of Western states, and without their support and the support of the institutions they work for, these webinars just simply would not be possible. Again, the intent of Ag in Uncertain Times is to help folks involved in agriculture meet the challenges of the current times. You might be doing that by viewing these live presentations or accessing the recordings that we've been making of each and every one of our past webinars, or accessing the recordings to help make presentations to other audiences with which you work, in a somewhat of a rebroadcast of the material. In today's webinar, we'll be exploring both business and personal bankruptcy, and especially chapters 11 and 12 of the Bankruptcy Code. Although bankruptcy is a choice few agricultural managers would consider without being forced into it, this option may be needed by some to appropriately adjust to the changing economics we are currently facing. We have two speakers today who will be discussing the details of bankruptcy via a formal slide presentation. We'll follow that up with a chance for questions from our audience for one or both of the presenters. Today's presenters will include Norm Dahlstedt, a farm management specialist and professor at Colorado State University, and Ken Koppel, an attorney practicing in Fort Collins, Colorado, who has extensive experience in bankruptcy cases. We'll provide a little more in-depth introduction to each of these gentlemen as we begin the program, but first I have a couple of other introductory comments to go through. First, let me explain how the participants in the webinar can put questions to our speakers. The process we'll follow is that you type any question you might have into the chat window at the lower left of your screen. Those questions will be taken in by the team that's working behind the scenes and compiled into common questions or rephrased so they sound a little better perhaps, and they will put those to me, who will then put them to the speakers during our question and answer period. We'd also encourage you that if you're experiencing any technical difficulties in participating in the webinar, whether audio or some other issue, that you might let us know through that chat window as well. One of our team members will get back to you to try to address any technical problems you might be experiencing today. Today's webinar is the 11th in our series since beginning in June, when we focused on uncertain credit. In September, we offered several programs looking at uncertain markets. And this month, October, we are looking more closely at families facing uncertainty in agriculture. All of our past programs are available as video downloads or as audio MP3 files, and you may access those in several different ways at our website, Ag in Uncertain Times. We invite you to visit that site later if you're interested and access those recordings or other materials following today's presentation. Where are we going from here? Tomorrow we will have another program, excellent presentation by Ruth Hambleton and Dr. Robert Fetch, who will each provide insights on various tools and techniques currently available to farm families to help meet the challenges ahead. In November, we're planning a series of presentations looking at risk management and how managers might get started planning today and managing for the risks in the coming production cycle. Another effort currently underway, an extension across the U.S., which we'd like to draw your attention to, is called Managing in Tough Times. A website has been developed to house materials and information for extension professionals and others in helping agricultural producers address the challenges in today's economy. We encourage you to take a look at this impressive set of information found at mitnet.extension.org. Finally, before we begin today's program, we would like to point out that if you are having trouble viewing the on-screen slide material, you may click on the full screen button to toggle the slides to fill the entire screen on your machine. Clicking it again will reveal the chat window and slide materials in a side-by-side format.